air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against terrorists and insurgents.
Unmanned Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
The assassin acts of terror at the Middle East.
This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
Relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of
this was an act of terrorism.
Terrorism.
It was a despicable encounter.
The next time we're
going to bring for you, we want a good old day.
Stops him.
It was right in my eyes.
That's a red.
Must and we will remain vigilant at home and abroad.
You're the smartest and the dumbest hookers.
I've never known.
I'm not the one who got it wrong. I'm the only one who got it right.
Take them all.
Previously on Homeland.
I'm an associate at Bennett Parr in Hamilton. One of our partners would like to meet with you.
Miss Metz, Leland Bennett.
What does your client want?
To pick your brain from time to time. Put you on retainer, as it were.
No, Sal.
Pick it off. Carrie Matheson.
It's time we talk about Nasser Hijazi, whose name you used to embezzle more than $45 million. You are now an enemy of your own state.
I got plans for you.
What plans?
I'm going to play you back into Iran. From now on, you work for us.
For me.
I've recruited a high-level Iranian asset, Majid Javadi.
The man who financed the bombing of the CIA. We talked about this. The need to wean you of your Cold War bullshit.
This is once-in-a-lifetime operation that can transform everything. The entire Middle East.
You sound like you're fucking high.
I need to know something before you leave. I need to know. Who's responsible for the bomb?
You know what he asked me? Who moved the bomb? If it was Brody. Now, why would he ask me that? That implies that there's a difference of opinion on that subject.
You should know that the man who built the bomb and moved the SUV, he didn't die in the explosion, like they say. As far as I know, he's still in this country.
Where?
I don't know.
Who does?
The man that brought us together.
Your lawyer? Bennett?
I'm out of practice.
Well, this looks delicious, Tom. Thank you. Can I pour you a cup of tea?
Please.
Where do you get these from? Aren't these the mugs you brought back from the Philippines?
Very last pair. When this is all over, I'd like to go back to that island in the Sulu Sea.
You know, you don't have to promise anything, really. I understand.
No, I don't see why not. Women actually have fun.
Well, the evidence does seem to indicate that that is possible, after all. Is there any chance that you could stay home tonight?
Nothing I'd rather do.
But
I got a meeting with Mike Higgins this morning at the White House.
When? 9:30. That gives us an hour and a half. By my count?
Yes, it does.
Okay, here's something. Dr. Maximilian Aziz Jordanian was actually in the auditorium the time the bomb went off.
Officer Intelligence.
Intelligence, Office of Transnational Issues.
And what's his connection to Leland Bennett?
He wrote a lengthy analysis of the firm's hip pocket plans. Iran, Syria, Azerbaijan. This was 2 years ago.
Hardly fits the profile. Any munitions training, experience with explosives?
No.
All right, add him to the list anyway.
Now, which begs the question, are we even sure that the guy who made the bomb moved Brody's car?
Depends.
On what?
On whether or not you believe Javadi.
Which you do.
Which I do. But it takes more than an opinion to put it in front of Saul.
I can't help but feel we're spinning our wheels here. The FBI have been through these files 100 times. Anybody who was at Langley that day has been turned inside out and upside down.
Yeah, well, someone who was at Langley that day did the bombing.
I still can't believe all these people are gone.
Yeah. Where's Sarah, anyway? She was supposed to be here over an hour ago.
Fine, it's all.
Hey, Mike. Good to see you. Senator.
Yeah. Senator's made some serious allegations.
Which are?
That you had Majid Javadi in a safe house on American soil and let him go.
You contest that?
Yes and no.
What's the yes?
I'm not aware of any standing order to arrest Colonel Javadi.
Did you have him in custody or not?
I did.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Saul.
We didn't just let him go, Mike. We debriefed him, turned him, sent him back to Iran.
You turned him?
He's ours.
With no guarantee that he'll actually cooperate.
He will.
How do you know?
Because I know the man. Because he knows the game.
That is total speculation.
He's right. We haven't had a whole lot of success in that department lately.
Well, we have now. Javadi's the highest placed CIA asset in the history of the agency.
He ordered and financed the attack on Langley.
All the better if he did. He's above suspicion.
A high-profile arrest would have sent a clear message to the mullahs. Back the fuck down.
Instead, we have a live source keeping its current on Iran's pursuit of a nuclear weapon on Hezbollah operations all over the globe.
How come I never saw a finding on this?
We were responding to events on the ground. The call had to be made in real time.
That is horseshit, and he knows it.
Mike, I think it's time you excuse the senator.
What are you talking about?
I called this meeting to brief the chief of staff on the second phase of the mission.
So go ahead.
I can't, not with you present.
Why not?
Because your security clearance is one level below operational.
You see what I'm dealing with? The man is out of hand and out of control.
And in this case, he's correct. I'm sorry, Senator.
Mike, in 9 days, I'm the next DCI.
And in 9 days, Saul will brief you on whatever you need to know. But not until then.
Mike.
Senator.
Mike.
Senator, please. God damn it, Saul. I spent the last month and a half arranging a marriage between you two.
I'm out. I know that.
You are now. You didn't need to be.
Javadi was worth it.
All right. Tell me about this phase two.
regime change.
Eventually. We're setting the stage.
How?
First, we move Giovanni up the chain of command into a senior military position.
How?
Keep reading.
Sorry, I'm late. Traffic.
I ordered you a macchiato, but it's probably cold by now.
Thank you. It's fine. So I got your text. Everything okay?
No. It's Saul.
What about him?
We've made a decision. I've made a decision to give the marriage another chance. You have to know it's not easy for me.
And when did you decide all this?
Last night.
Forgive me, but didn't we just spend yesterday in a suite at the Ritz-Carlton? What's changed?
I just told you.
But suddenly Sol and you have decided to reconcile?
It's not suddenly. We've been talking about it for the last 2 months. You know that.
Well, I was under the impression that you had given up on that. That you both had.
I don't know. Maybe we had.
Then there's something you're not telling me.
We've been married 35 years.
I love you.
Just say that.
I love making love to you.
I just don't.
Sarah.
Goodbye.
He signed off? Well, let's put it this way. He sees the merits of the operation.
So he's taking it to the president?
Yes.
Merits? Saul is fucking genius.
If we can pull it off.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow morning.
Carrie know you're going?
She can't even suspect it.
You were looking for me?
Yeah, we're just going over the transcript of your debrief with the Giovanni to see if it supported what he told Carrie on the tarmac yesterday.
Which was?
That the man who moved the SUV is still in the United States and he's somehow connected to Lehman Bennett's law firm.
Connected how?
It's unclear. We were hoping you'd shed some light.
Giovanni didn't mention the Bennett connection.
Well, what about Brody? Did he mention Brody?
In what context?
In the context of being the bomber.
In so many words, he didn't.
Well, what did he say?
He said as far as he knows, Brody didn't move the car.
As far as he knows? That's not what he told me.
Okay.
He told me definitively it wasn't Brody.
What's your point?
Why would he tell us two different stories?
Is that a question or an accusation?
Well, I guess I'd like a straight answer. And if Giovanni even intimated that Brody didn't move the car, why not press him on who did?
Well, you're angry because they didn't share a conversation with you about Brody. An inconclusive.
No, I'm angry because you seem entirely indifferent to catching the actual bomber.
Speak for yourself. I'm all for it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
So, you two actually have a plan?
Yeah. And we want to flush this guy out into the open.
Mm-hmm. How?
You know Leland Bennett personally, right?
We've golfed congressional a few times together. And we serve on the board of the Northern Foundation.
How comfortable would you be making an approach?
Comfortable enough.
Already?
Yeah, I'm not feeling well. But you can go. I'll look after him today.
You sure?
Yeah. How is he?
Oh, sitting up.
progress.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Feel better.
Thanks. Paula Joan, I'm staying home today.
Shut up.
Do I need a reason?
Recuerda esta city.
I'm not going to lose my job.
Ask for joining you once my enemy.
Because I'm sure. Speaking of this.
زیاده مطمئن نباش. خیلی راحت از این خونه میدازنمون بیرون.
English.
I did not come to America to leave the street like a dirty Arab.
Papa, listen to me. Nothing like that is going to happen. No one's going to throw us out of our home. Don't worry. My job's safe.
I'll be back.
Yes. At the investment bank.
If you work at the bank, why are we not rich?
Richter, that's a German surname.
My parents are born in Hamburg.
Do you speak it?
Ja, natürlich.
That's useful. We represent three private banking houses in Berlin. Would you, excuse me for just a moment?
Of course.
You're early. I'm in the middle of interviewing a new associate.
It won't take long. We missed you at the foundation meeting last week.
Couldn't get there, work.
You gotta make time for us.
It's not enough that I've raised over $1 million this quarter.
You know me, never satisfied. But that's not what this is about.
No?
No.
Sounds ominous.
I do terror now, by the way. I'm not sure you knew that.
I don't think I did.
Your firm's name has come up lately, more than once.
In what light?
That I can't tell you.
Then why tell me at all?
Because tomorrow morning at exactly 10 o'clock, I walk into a high-level, top-secret meeting at which you are the agenda.
What do you want?
Cooperate with us. Come clean. Get out in front of what's sure to turn into a bruising investigation.
You know what? 20 years ago, I might have fallen for that weak shit. But today, come after me if you want. I've got nothing to hide.
Who's the candle for?
All the departed.
You Orthodox?
Oh, boyfriend. I hear the wedding's going forever.
longer than the marriage is. So goes the joke. Mr. Bennett needs you to look into something for him.
My arrangements with Majid Javadi, not Leland Bennett.
Correct. But what Mr. Bennett heard today might reverberate onto you.
Onto me?
Do I need to remind you? You're a recruited agent of a foreign government.
Whoa. I met with Javadi once. I agreed to consult with him. I'm nobody's agent.
I doubt the CIA would appreciate the distinction.
What the hell do you know about it?
I know. The law firm appears to be the target of an inquiry of some kind.
Well, not one that I'm aware of.
The warning was delivered personally, outside of official channels.
With somebody who works at the agency?
A long-time acquaintance of Mr. Bennett, yes.
So what do you want from me?
Confirm the report. Mr. Bennett needs to know what part of the business is under investigation and what he can do to protect himself.
It's not going to be easy. Not without setting off alarm bells.
You'll figure something out.
I'll figure something out.
And obviously there's a clock on this.
Obviously. With Franklin, they're panicking over there.
Well, let them. Wait 24 hours. Then hit them with the news we know who the bomber is.
Will do. Saul?
Yeah?
I need some personal time between then and now.
You got it.
Thanks.
You all right?
Yeah.
I should have shared that intel about Brody with you sooner. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. You've been to hell and back. I know how important this is to you. I owe you. We all do.
Yeah, well, as long as we get the real bomber.
We will.
Harry?
Yeah, how do you know?
The tone of your voice. You don't talk to anyone else like that.
Huh, I wasn't aware.
Are you ready to eat?
Should I open a bottle of wine?
It's a great idea.
Listen, I gotta go away for a few days.
You do?
Yeah.
When?
Tomorrow.
Saul.
I know. Timing's not great.
But you said only a couple of days?
Yeah. A week at the most.
A week?
I wouldn't be going if I didn't absolutely have to.
You know what? I could go with you.
That'd be great.
Why not?
It's not that kind of trip. I wish it were. Cheers.
Cheers.
Tomas?
You've been nauseous?
Yeah.
Usually that goes away by now.
So I've heard.
I'm getting a real clear image here. You want to know if it's a boy or a girl?
No. Sorry, this is so last minute.
No, it's great to see you. This is quite a surprise. I saw Maggie at the hospital last week. She didn't say a thing.
She doesn't know.
Does that have anything to do with why you're coming in for your first prenatal exam 13 weeks in?
I didn't exactly plan this.
But you've known for some time. What about medications? What are you currently taking?
At the moment, nothing.
I see.
I was on 1,800 milligrams of lithium for about a month there. things were a little out of control. And before that, there was a lot of drinking. A lot.
After you knew.
I haven't been painting a nursery, put it that way.
Are you telling me you wish to terminate?
I just want to know what the tests say, if things are okay.
Well, you're iron deficient. We can fix that, but your blood pressure is very high.
I've been really stressed at work.
Well, you really should be taking it easy.
Yeah, I'll try.
Terry, we can manage this. Keep you and the baby healthy. It's not magic, it's a process. You want to leave it to chance, that's up to you. Otherwise, you need to modify your behavior. Not in a week or two, or when it's convenient. Now.
What I'm doing, it has to do with the father. I need to make some things right. It matters to a lot of people.
But this is different, Carrie. You're not on your own anymore.
Farah Shirazi.
And you are?
Mitchell Clausen from the IG's office.
IG?
Inspector General. Mechman.
Kiram da.
Ham karame. Negaran nabosh. This way. May I offer you something?
I'm good. You called in sick 2 days in a row. Is something the matter?
Migraine.
Yet you drove into work yesterday.
Yes.
Where you sat in the parking lot for over half an hour before deciding to leave again.
I was hoping the headache would go away.
Is that why you then paid a visit to 1426 Long Hill Road, where the recent double murder happened? The Bethesda PD took down your license number.
Oh.
The agency had to call in a lot of favors to close that investigation. Your going over there jeopardized all that.
I wanted to see where it happened.
Why?
It upset me. I was upset by it.
Director Berenson has shown an unusual degree of confidence in you, Ms. Shirazi, and trusted you with matters of national importance.
I'm aware of that.
But your current state of mind makes your loyalty to him and to the agency a very live issue.
Tell the director not to worry. I'm fine.
You can tell him yourself. When you come into work tomorrow.
Yes.
Director Branson. Who's this Director Branson?
My boss.
But he's no banker, is he?
No.
You went ahead, didn't you? In spite of everything I said.
Papa, an attack happened.
So what? It's none of your business.
They needed Farsi speakers with experience in international finance. I had to help.
And when the secret police find out who you work for, what then? We have families still in Tehran. Your uncle, his wife, and children. They will be added to the list of those to be hanged or shot. چطور چنین کاری از تو میتونه سر بزنه؟ باورم نمیشه.
چاره‌ای نداشتم. I'm an American.
Target is still unknown, but presumed to be the man who put the bomb in position in front of the HQ auditorium. This is Paul Franklin, our stalking horse. Gary?
Later this afternoon, I'll promote this information to Mr. Franklin in the hopes that it'll lead us to the bomber. Our assumption is that after the meeting, he'll reach out for instructions.
To this man, Leland Bennett, one of the senior partners at the firm, which is why operation from this moment forward requires a full complement of audio and visual surveillance on both subjects. I don't have to tell you what catching this guy would mean.
In other words, stay small, stay cool, stay out of sight. Okay, everybody, game time.
Your firm's the guy who detonated the bomb at Langley.
That's not possible.
I'm telling you what I found out.
All right. Okay.
They're also under the impression that he's still here in the United States. Is that true? Answer the question or so help me, I'll get up and you'll never see me again.
Take it easy, Carrie. Take a breath.
No, don't patronize me.
Okay. It's true. He's here.
He's here where?
I'm assuming that means they haven't located him yet.
They haven't.
Then exactly what do they have?
A warrant pending before a FISA judge naming me and Bennett a co-conspirator.
Mm-hmm. I'll send before the warrant's active.
A few days at least.
And they won't find anything. Bennett's clean. He works through a cutout.
You?
Just lay low. And let me handle this.
You're the one who's been handling this, so excuse me if your assurance isn't very assuring.
Find out.
It's a little late for that, don't you think?
You sure it wasn't your mistake?
You sure it wasn't yours?
We were asked to provide material support
to an American citizen with ties to the regime. There's no mention of his involvement in the bombing. There was later.
Yes, there was.
Well, we should have dealt with it then.
Maybe. Did they know his name?
No.
And we're still okay?
Do you want him out of the country?
Yes.
Preferably with a new identity. How much do I tell him?
I don't care. Just get him out.
Sending a text.
Copy.
It's an address and time. Fairview Motel in Lynchburg, 0130.
Can we trace who he's sending it to?
There must be an anonymizer on the device.
Don't worry, Carrie. As long as we stick on Franklin, you'll get your bomber.
He's right. We'll send a tactical team to the motel. They'll arrest the target as soon as Franklin clears scene.
investigation is warning drivers to prepare for delays due to street closures downtown Thursday through Saturday. Officials say southbound 14th Street Northwest will be closed between G Street and Central.
Something. It could be him. Yeah, it is him. I've got a visual.
Copy that.
What's he doing?
Just sitting there at the moment.
Bravo, do you have eyes on?
I'm looking down on the roof of his car.
No one moves
until Franklin leaves sight.
Copy that.
He's calling someone.
We got it.
Are you here?
Outside.
Flash your lights.
What room are you in?
First, tell me what's happening.
You may have been compromised.
How the hell did that happen?
It happened. What difference does it make how?
Because I'm the one whose life is fucked.
Now, if I hadn't gotten to you first, you'd spend the rest of your life living in a cage. Try and some gratitude. You want your exfil package or not?
220.
Be right up.
Shit, he's got a weapon.
What?
No, he's silencing it. Jesus, are you seeing this?
He's got a gun.
Bravo, can you confirm?
Negative. My view is obscured.
He's not exfiltrating the bomber. He's taking him out.
You don't know that, Carrie.
Why else would he have a silencer?
She's right, Scott. I make the weapon.
I'm telling you, Franklin's gonna kill that guy.
Listen to me. We just heard Bennett telling Franklin
to get the guy out of the country.
Maybe Bennett changed his mind.
Either way, our priority is to keep Franklin in play.
So we just let him kill the bomber?
If necessary, yes.
That wasn't the deal.
The bomber's the only way to prove that Brody's innocent.
And stopping Franklin now would blow your cover.
And Gervais back in Tehran. You get that, right? Until Franklin is clear, I want all teams to stand down.
All teams acknowledge standing down.
Bravo here, standing down.
Alpha team standing down.
Carry, acknowledge.
Carrie, what the fuck are you doing?
Carrie, go back to the van.
Saul promised me this guy alive.
Saul's not calling the shots here.
He promised me, goddammit. Get him on the phone.
There's no time. Turn around.
Carrie, turn around now.
Or we will stop you.
This is your last warning.
Listen to the man, Carrie.
Bravo, I am authorizing force. Take the shot. I repeat, take the shot.
Carrie, this is Quinn. Break away.
Sorry, I can't.
You're fucking us, Carrie. Months of work. Your work.
I don't care.
Carrie, I will take the shot.
We're not closing, for Christ's sake.
Thank you.
Franklin is inside. Pick her up, for God's sake.
Go! Go!
Gunshot wound to the upper left bicep. Significant bleeding. Might have clipped an artery.
Ah!
Hold on. You're going to be all right.
Ah! God damn it! Fuck! Fuck! Quinn.
Yeah.
Is the bomber dead?
Yeah.
Fuck! Something's going on.
Yeah, you got shot.
Yeah, no shit. You shot me. No, I mean, something is going on. None of this makes sense.
Just breathe, okay? Deep breaths. Come on. Have a good flight?
Yeah. Fine. Company here.
That wouldn't be the end here. Hey. This way.
Look here.
Is even harder. You won't believe. Maybe I used the $10 million to put in an air conditioner. Yeah.